Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
I mean, you got to hold your mud, right? Tre'Quan Smith. I mean, when you're a wide receiver, you're not involved. I mean, you're not down there in the trenches. You can't fall for the quarterback hard count. Tre'Quan Smith, you got to hold your mud. You can't hold your mud on that one. Come on, you're a wide receiver. Look at the ball. That's your job. That's what you're tasked to do.
Beautiful, just beautiful, seamless. Weaving it into the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping it germane to the topic at hand. Tremendous. Delivering on the phrase it pays.
Well, you know, I do what I can for the station. I mean, certainly the Broncos weren't helping us. Well,
yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Man, I texted you at the end of the game. I said, hey, man, good job. Good job covering that one.
Yeah, that's
good job dealing with that. Good job putting lipstick on that pig.
It was tough. It's an untenable position they were put in by the end of, or they put themselves in, I guess. However you want to write that off or put that out there. Certainly was it fair? No, life ain't fair. And I understand that, but boy, I tell you, that's a tough one, man. That is a tough deal. And I will give the Broncos a ton of credit on this. Defensively, man, they showed up and they played their butts off. Now, it's a battle of attrition and they got worn out. There's no question. But, you know, they were put a bunch of short fields because of turnovers and the like. I mean, it just is a really tough situation to be in and to not have an answer offensively. I mean, I think they had 30 yards of offense in the first half.
Normally, it's a Bronco reaction Monday. We react to the game. But honestly, there's not much to take from the game. It's the matter of whether or not this is a game that should have been played. And who's at fault for the Broncos' entire quarterback room being wiped out for this game? So let's start with the question I think everybody's asking. Should this game have been played? Or should it have been pushed back? Why wasn't it pushed back? What kind of understanding were you given? TV guys are always the first to know.
Right.
So what were you told?
Well, I don't know exactly why it wasn't pushed back. They wouldn't do it. The league, I mean, obviously the Broncos petitioned for it to be pushed back, but they already had the game on Monday. They had a game on Tuesday. The Saints have a huge following. So they're going to take a draw from those other two games that, you know, one is Pittsburgh. Baltimore, that's a big marquee matchup in the AFC. You're going to take away from that. So I think the league looked at it from that standpoint.
You only had a couple games in that 2 o'clock window. I think there are only three games total, right?
Being played.
So you wipe that one out. That's a big TV window.
Right. That's a big TV window. And like I said, the Saints have a big following. So that was part of it, Mike. Part of it was the punitive nature of, hey man, you're already a one-time violator. So this is the second time you've violated the rules. One time Vic Fangio got fined for not wearing his mask properly on the sideline. And so this was the second violation, if you will. And they just, I think they got a note on Monday, a league-wide, hey, this is the new protocols. Guys, we have got to be vigilant in adhering to these protocols, and everybody's going to be masked up on the practice field, in the building, that you can't circumvent the protocols. And yet, you know, the quarterback room didn't adhere to those protocols.
We had, as part of our Bronco pregame show yesterday, myself and D-Mac, we had both Mike Kliss and Troy Rank on, and I thought they did an outstanding job of reporting all this. So what they said was, because the Broncos did not have more of a team-wide outbreak, that it was contained to one room, it was contained to one position group, even though it was the quarterbacks, because it was relative isolated, that's why they felt, hey, it's not a team-wide outbreak. That's why the game can go on. And it goes back to a conversation you had with Sean Payton back during the summer.
Right.
Where you asked him, said, okay, so what happens if your entire offensive line gets blown out? He's like, we got to find five more offensive linemen.
Right.
The game is going to go on.
The league said this to him. The league said, do you have guys on your practice squad? Yes. Do they wear offensive line numbers? Yeah. And he goes, but they're not ready to play. I mean, they haven't played before. He goes, but do they wear offensive line numbers? Yes, they wear offensive. Okay. So they're offensive linemen. So they're good to go. That was the league's perspective. He goes, well, I won't start Drew Brees in that situation. I won't put him back there. You know, but the league said the game is going to go on. And you're right. It was isolated to one room. And they thought, and Dr. Sills is the guy that they consult with. Dr. Sills said there is a really good chance that all these guys could have contracted the virus because of their close proximity to Driscoll and not wearing masks. And so, you know, and they were still socially distanced, Mike. They, in that room, I was told they were still socially distanced to a degree. You know, and it wasn't malicious. They just, you know, weren't vigilant about having their masks up. You know, you're eating, you take your mask down, then you start talking about football, and every one of us is, I mean, I'm guilty. I've walked all the way into the front door of the grocery store going, ah, damn, and have to walk back to my car to grab a mask. You know, I think we've all done it. But, you know, it just came down. The new protocol just came down, and the league is looking at it like, guys, like, this is the stuff that will cause a team-wide breakout. And we have got to be, you know, I think there was as much a punishment here than there was anything else.
I also think there was a message being sent. And look, this is a league that is seeing what's going on. There's a massive uptick in virus numbers, and it is expected to continue to be that way for the next, you know, several weeks. And I think this is a league that is increasingly nervous about whether or not they're going to be able to get their season in.
Yeah.
And get their games in.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was a way for them to, quite honestly, use the Broncos as an example and say, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't follow the rules.
Right.
And I think they, and I know, come on, let's just look at it logically. Does this happen if it's the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback room? No. Yeah.
No.
No. So the Broncos were a very convenient, irrelevant target to use as an example.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kareem Jackson said the same thing after the game. He said, we were made an example of.
No, that's 100%. That's 100% correct. But listen, again, I had a conversation with the defensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints on Saturday. And he said something that just rung true in my ear. Okay? Really quick. This is what he said. You get what you deserve in this league. End of story. And you know what? You don't follow the protocols. Guess what? It's your responsibility. In the end, you're going to get what you deserve.
Well, Vic Fangio made it quite clear who he thinks was to blame. You'll hear that coming up next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
So right before the game started yesterday, Drew Lock came out with a statement in which he said, yeah, we own it. We let it slip, our mask wearing slip. It wasn't for long, but I guess we did. And so, you know, need to be better. Took responsibility. Vic Fangio, after the game, wasn't really interested in taking any responsibility for himself. He threw the quarterbacks under the bus.
Well, I was disappointed on a couple levels in that our quarterbacks put us in this position, that our quarterbacks put the league in that position. You know, we count on them to be the leaders of the team, and you know, leaders of the offense, and those guys made a mistake, and that is disappointing. Obviously, I haven't done a good enough job of selling the protocols to them, you know, when they're on their own. So, you know, part of that could fall on me there. I thought I was. We have emphasized it a lot, you know, and we're really doing good with COVID up to this point as it relates to our team relative to other teams. But, you know, there was a failing there, and that's disappointing.
All right. Is it the quarterback, all the quarterback's fault? Is it, and since Locke is the starter, he's supposed to be the guy, is it his fault?
Yeah, I mean, you can blame the quarterbacks. I mean, you've got, you know, you can blame the way the room is set up, I guess, to a degree. I mean, it's everybody's got to hold each other accountable, right? I mean, it's a complete failing. You know, you've got veteran quarterbacks in there. You've got Blake Bortles in there. Why Blake Bortles is in there, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, wasn't Josh McCown doing early in Philly, just doing everything from home? Like, hey, stay safe, stay out of harm's way, and if we need you, we'll call you type of thing?
Mark, we talked about this during the summer when we started to understand what these protocols could be like.
Right.
We had this conversation. We had this conversation about, wait a minute, so you're telling me your entire quarterback room could be wiped out the day before a game? We had that conversation.
Right.
And what was the outcome of that conversation? It was the idea that, well, you probably want to make sure you keep one of your quarterbacks
away from everybody.
Away from everybody.
Yeah.
We saw that in July.
Right. Yeah, hindsight being 2020, that probably would have been the best idea. And it was one of those things that was, you know, that I think some teams have done. But, you know, they didn't get that done. So, I mean, this is where they sat. And, you know, and enter Kendall Hinton. You know, I mean, you want to talk about being in an absolutely unwinnable situation. And that guy didn't practice on Saturday. Can you imagine how that phone call went? You know, when they're calling him. Hey, Cameron, my name's Kendall. Yeah, whatever. Hey man, we've been watching you on the practice field. Dude, seriously, doing some really nice stuff. We're going to bring you up. Oh, great, man. I've really been working hard on my routes. Yeah, you're not going to have to worry about your routes or the route combinations. Yeah, you're going to play quarterback for it. What? But I haven't played quarterback since my junior year at Wake. You know, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Just come by the facility and we'll find, you know, 10 things that we think you can do. I mean, seriously. And then I like the way they started the game. I like the way they start the game. They don't even bring him in. Take the pressure off. They run the Wildcat. And then they bring him in on third down and three, and they bring him in on third down and three to throw? I mean, come on. You talk about just being put in a really, really tough position.
So does this whole failing an embarrassment? And it is embarrassing.
Sure.
To do what you were forced to do yesterday. I just saw a quick headline, tease headline from ESPN. They're like QB mess, and they just showed a picture of Kendall Hinton. Poor guy. But is it just on the quarterbacks, or does this represent an organizational failing? Is this yet another bit of evidence that you know hold up for inspection, that hey, this is just a poorly run franchise top on down? Because Mark, yes, ultimately, it is the responsibility of those players, okay? True. Ultimately, it is their responsibility. Right. But in this COVID world we're living in, teams are implementing all these guidelines. There's all kinds of oversight. There's all kinds of reminders, do this, do that. And so when something like this happens, to say, well, it's just on the quarterbacks, no. You have people whose only job it is to make sure that every guy is following the rules. So that represents an organizational failing as well. Top down.
Of course it does. Of course, it never is just, it's never just one guy or one thing or one group. And certainly, like I said, Mike.
Especially the quarterbacks.
Right.
Especially the quarterbacks. You have to have oversight for the oversight when it comes to the quarterbacks.
Well, you got to have it for your whole football team. And I said it on the broadcast, and I believe it. And I talked to the Broncos. I don't believe there was malicious intent to deceive or, to throw caution to the wind and say, hey, forget these protocols. You know, we're Mavericks type of thing. I just believe that, I've done it. We've all done it. We've all forgotten our masks and walked in somewhere and went, shoot, I think it was one of those things where you got going, you're eating, you pull your mask down to eat, and then you keep it off, and then you're talking, and then all of a sudden you go, what about the,
Right.
And you just forget. And I get that. But here's the deal. You can't just forget.
No, you're right. But come on, doesn't this have the feel of, you got busted for going 58 and a 55. Yeah, technically you're speeding.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it's against the law, it's against the rules, but come on. And that's why there's no way if this exact same situation, exact everything, happens in the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback room, the same punishment is doled out, or the same demands are levied by the NFL. I think the Broncos were the perfect patsy for the NFL. They were the perfect patsy. Yeah. It was like, hey, here's a team going nowhere. Here's a team that's irrelevant on the NFL landscape. And here's a way for us to hold them up as a shining example to the rest of the NFL as we're struggling to make sure we get all our games in for the rest of the season so we can cash our precious TV checks. Hey, don't do what they did and look what happened to them.
Well, it's the Jimmy Johnson running back rule. The fourth running back on the depth chart falls asleep in the meeting. He gets cut. If Emmitt Smith falls asleep in the meeting, you nudge him. You wake him up. I mean, there's a sliding scale of justice depending on how good you are. And you're on the bottom rung of that sliding scale of justice, guess what? You're going to have to pay. It's just the way, you are the sacrificial lamb. There's no question that the Broncos were the sacrificial lamb. And they used the Broncos to send a message to the other 31 teams in the league, don't screw with us.
All right, we've got the Morning Brew coming up next. Want to also give you our injury report presented by the Elite Sportsbook at the Red Dolly Casino in Blackhawk. Bryce Callahan, the foot. Dreaded foot. He left the game early. Philip Lindsay, another injury for Philip Lindsay. He left early. He'll have an MRI today. Our injury report presented by the Elite Sportsbook at the Red Dolly Casino in Blackhawk. What Kareem Jackson has to say about the Broncos being picked on by the NFL, you'll hear it next.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna clap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Step!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. It's some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on.
I was disappointed on a couple levels in that our quarterbacks put us in this position. We count on them to be the leaders of the team and, leaders of the offense. And those guys made a mistake, and that is disappointing. Obviously, I haven't done a good enough job of selling the protocols to them.
There's Vic Fangio after the game yesterday, after the Broncos played a game without a quarterback. Now we know what that looks like, and it's not good.
Yeah.
It is not good.
I was really hoping it would be great, and then we could just get rid of quarterbacks for all.
That's what you were hoping.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping, that we could just get rid of the quarterback
position. You'd like
position.
To see a quarterback-less league where everybody just runs the ball all the time.
Right, yeah. Right. I thought this could be the catalytic event.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that now?
That ends the quarterback. It's probably not going to happen. You probably need one, Mike.
Need a quarterback. Does this, in the never-ending evaluation of Drew Locke, he didn't play yesterday, but does this factor into the evaluation? Does this show some sort of leadership deficiency?
No, I don't think it. I mean, I'm not going to say that it shows some leadership deficiency. I think that obviously mistakes were made. This is a great learning experience, but Here's a guy that, frankly, can't afford to miss a game. And can't afford to miss a game against one of the best defenses in football because it's one of those litmus test type games for you.
That was my first reaction when I heard about, my absolute first reaction before we got into all the layers of this story was, oh man, now you wasted a week. You just wasted a week. You wasted a week in the evaluation process.
Right.
What a waste. What a waste. Next on the Morning Brew.
Definitely don't have an explanation. I feel like, I mean, maybe it could have been moved, but at the same time, maybe, you know, the league, you know, just make an example of us as far as, you know, us not doing the things we needed to do in that particular room, in that quarterback room. Obviously, guys didn't follow the protocol. So for them to see that, I guess they, you know, felt like they had to, make an example. So.
Yeah, there's Kareem Jackson here. I totally agree with that. Did they break the rules? Yes. But come on. I would ask anybody, logically, if this happened in Kansas City, Tampa.
We got a Jackson 5!
Tampa, any place where there are marquee quarterbacks, does this happen? I don't think it does.
Right.
I think the NFL understands that we're heading into a time, we're in a time right now where COVID cases are spiking. They're worried about games being played. And this was a way to deliver a stern message to the rest of the league. And they used the Broncos as their passing.
Yeah, and it also shows you what they think of the Broncos. You know, even though the Broncos are still technically in the playoff hunt, what they think of the Broncos football team.
Correct.
They're not making the playoffs, and they're the sacrificial lamb that will hang out there. You know, it's like hanging them in effigy, right? Just saying, this is what happens to you if you don't follow the protocols, if you don't do the things the right way. And so, yeah, no. Do I think it happens if it's Kansas City? Do I think it happens if it's, you know, if it's a marquee-type playoff team? Nope, I know.
So
I think they figure out how to get the game played.
Yes. So there you go. There's that. If you feel that way, I feel that way. Does anybody out there listening not feel that way? Do you think that this would have been applied to every team, no matter what? If you do, make your case, because I don't. I think there's a sliding scale, and we saw that on display.
But it's like I told you that Dennis Allen said, you get exactly what you deserve in this league. You know what? Maybe you deserve grace if you haven't already broken the protocols once and if you're a good football team. You know, if you're a playoff football team, but you don't. You don't have that stuff. You don't have ownership. You don't have that. There's a punitive nature to what happened on Sunday.
Do you think there's anything to the idea? I know Sandy was talking about this yesterday. The idea that the NFL's had it with the Broncos ownership situation and that this was as much a punishment to the Broncos for not getting their ownership house in order.
I think that if you had an owner that could petition the league, that has a voice and that has some power, that maybe grace would have been extended. But you don't. So I think it just added.
It's just an overall reflection of who they are right now.
Right. I just think it added to the fact that you don't have anybody. Like, you have to be a great advocate for yourself when it comes to your health and everything else. You've got to have somebody that can advocate for you in these situations. And honestly, John Elway can do it and Joe Ellis can do it, but it doesn't have the same gravitas that Pat Bowlen would have. You know, and all the things that he did for this league to stand in front and say, this is not appropriate, is not fair to my team.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I can easily say, you know, this has been the most eventful 24 hours of my life. But, you know, when I got the call, it was, you know, pure excitement. You know, of course, there was nerves and disbelief, but, you know, the encouragement the team there gave me and, you know, guys just keeping me up the whole time, they made it a lot easier for me.
Boy, I sincerely hope that Kendall Hinton gets another chance to play in the NFL as a receiver on special teams, just so that this isn't it for him. Because that was a completely unfair situation he was put into. And, you know, now he's being shown on highlight shows all across the country. He went 1 of 9 for 13 yards and 2 interceptions. He did not earn a quarterback rating. His quarterback rating was 0.0.
Hmm. Isn't that Blutarski's grade point average?
That's true. Taysom Hill, by the way, was no great chase. He was 9 of 16 for 78 yards. You would be hard-pressed probably in the annals of NFL history to find a game in which the two quarterbacks combined to go 10 of 25. That's it. 10 of 25 for 91 yards. No touchdowns, 3 picks. Woof. And you want to get rid of quarterbacks. Shame on you, Mark Schlereth.
I bet you could find a couple games where that's Tebow's stat line.
Well, they did win a game in Kansas City back in 2011.
2 of 8.
Completed 2 of 8.
2 of 8. One touchdown.
They also ran the ball 55 times for 255 yards in that game.
That'll change the outcome of the game right there.
That'll change.
See? I told you we could get rid of quarterbacks.
Uh-huh. There you go. There's your example.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Sorry. Dan Orlovsky's going off on the Broncos. So.
Oh, yeah.
Shame on you. You can't sit there. All right. Well, are you guys rolling on this? Try to get what he has to say. I'd like to hear what he has to say. He's hammering the quarterbacks. Okay. We'll hear from James Merrilat. Speaking of hammering people, James will join us next. James Merrilat will join us in just a second. Some reaction from JCD. How do you know that situation would happen in Kansas City or Tampa? I don't know. Logic, common sense, the understanding of how things work when billions of dollars are on the line.
Yeah, well, I mean,
TV dollars are on the line. Yeah,
the fact that the Tennessee Titans, they moved games for the Tennessee Titans, they moved games for Cam Newton and the New England Patriots. They shuffled around other people's schedules. They shuffled around the Baltimore schedule. All teams that have couple of them have playoff aspirations. I guess the Patriots are back into playoff aspirations as well, but they have a little bit bigger following. And Cam Newton has been a league MVP. So yeah,
I'm not excusing the Broncos and I'm not excusing the quarterbacks, but come on, it defies, I think, common sense to think that the same exact thing would have happened if this was the Kansas City Chiefs locker room. What say you, James Merrilat from 104.3TheFan.com?
Morning, fellas. Look, I get it that it's frustrating that other teams have had games moved and delayed and postponed, and it seems like the league is accommodating the Ravens and the Steelers and the Patriots and everybody else other than the Broncos. But here's the difference is the Broncos in their building broke league protocol. So if you move the game and accommodate the Broncos when that's the situation, what is the motivation for any team to follow the rules? It just becomes an absolute mess at that point. So if you have an outbreak in your team and it's stuff that happened outside the facility, or they can't prove that, hey, it was something that occurred because players on the team or coaches or staff didn't follow the rules to the letter, they'll move it and they'll try and accommodate you. But the Broncos, yesterday was a farce, and they have nobody to blame for themselves but themselves. And that starts with the quarterbacks. It goes on to Vic Fangio. And number one on the list is John Elway. The fact that he didn't have a contingency plan in place. Why in the world did Blake Bortles need to be in the facility? How many reps does the fourth string quarterback take? Basically zero. So he could do all the meetings via Zoom. He could do everything remotely. And then he would have been somebody you could call up on Saturday and say, hey, I know you haven't been playing with these guys, but you're up tomorrow. That would be a heck of a lot better than a converted wide receiver. So this falls squarely on the Broncos' leadership. It was a failure of epic proportions. And anybody who's upset about that joke that we watched yesterday, which I'm high on that list, should be mad at the Broncos and not pointing the finger at Roger Goodell and the league. I think it's clearly on Denver as an organization, and they dropped the ball in a huge way.
I think the people are mad, though, because, I mean, if you look at the Tennessee Titans, they were practicing on in a park.
Sure.
Breaking protocol, and yet they weren't punished like the Broncos were punished.
Well, the other part of this, though, and this is just the reality of it, if when you're doing that in week 2 or whatever it was, there's a place for the league to move games. As we get closer to the end of the year, and teams have already had bye weeks, and there's just less and less ability to juggle things, the only option becomes you know, hey, this week 18 idea starts to become more and more of a reality, or canceling games or doing things like that. So you're just putting yourself in a position where, you have less options as to how to handle it. But here's the thing. Counting on leniency is not a plan. It'd be nice if you got leniency. That would be great. But it's not required by the league. It might come across as a double standard. Heck, it might even be a double standard. But it's not something that has to come your way. So, you know, if I'm driving 100 miles an hour down I-25, I can hope that the cop just gives me a warning. But if he doesn't, if he gives me a ticket, it's not on the cop. It's on me, because I was driving 100 miles an hour and I thought, well, I'll smooth talk my way out of this. Well, good try, but it didn't work. So, the league is in no position where they have to give you leniency. So if they don't, you can't be mad at them.
Okay. So is this enough of an embarrassment to the organization that heads roll?
It should be. Yeah. I mean, it was yesterday any less embarrassing than getting caught filming the Niners practice in London? And not only filming the practice, but you film the practice and then still lose the game. Like, that's almost makes it more embarrassing. Yeah, I think it is. I think, and you know, it's not as though the idea of having Blake Bortles or some other quarterback, not around the facility is something where you say, boy, who would have seen that coming? Boy, in hindsight, yeah, that would have been a good idea. We saw the Eagles do it with McCown. The Bills do it with Jake Fromm. Vic Fangio was asked about it earlier in the year, and he said, nah, we don't think we need to do that. That's a rare occurrence, and, it, you know, okay, sure. But you knew it was a possibility. You decided to roll the dice, and you rolled sevens. So, yeah, I think so. And the other part of it is, and, boy, it was classic Vic Fangio, right, after the game, throw the quarterbacks under the bus. Look, you're the leader of the football team. You're the guy that enforces the rules. What happens is whatever you allow to happen. So this is a team that hasn't paid attention to details, which is ironic because when he was hired, he talked about death by inches. They don't pay attention to details. They're undisciplined on special teams. They have 10 men on the field. They have 12 men on the field. They don't know how to handle timeouts. They can't run out the clock properly against the Jets without getting their quarterback hit six times in the last minute of the game. I mean, it's just a mess week after week after week. Vic Fangio allowed this to happen. John Elway allowed this to happen. The quarterback's messed up, but you know, if your kid's a unruly, you know, type of person, that falls on the parents at some point. So, I think it's a fireable offense. What we saw yesterday, and I've been watching this team since 1977, was the worst football game in Broncos history. They were non-competitive. They didn't have a chance. It was a total farce. Somebody has to be held accountable for that mess.
Yeah, there's very little to take away from breaking down the game yesterday, but you were very critical of Pat Shurmur. Why?
Well, here's the thing, and you're in a bad situation, but when you watch the Saints, when they run the ball with Taysom Hill, and Stink kept pointing it out during the broadcast, and he was on the money, they're running like a jumbo package, right? They kept checking in another lineman who's playing tight end. Like, they'd have 7, 8, 9 guys all bunched at the line of scrimmage. They'd have Hill in the backfield and a running back. And it was just power football. That's what the Broncos should have done. Just run goal line type stuff basically all the time. You have to have some sort of package in place. Royce Freeman, we all know he's the emergency quarterback. Surely you have some set of plays, and maybe it's only 2 or 3 that you run if he has to play. Well, then just go with that stuff. The fact that they were in 4 wide ever yesterday, like, when is that going to work? How is that going to work? Just run the football behind, you know, I would have played 7 offensive linemen on every single play and just tried to run the ball. And if you have to punt, you have to punt. That game got away from them with the 2 turnovers in the second quarter. Phillip Lindsay, fall on the football. It was a bad snap, but trying to pick it up and run with it at that point turned it into a game. The game was over once it was 2 scores, but Pat Shurmur just, going 4 wide at times, 3 wide at times, throwing the ball 15, 20 yards downfield, had absolutely no shot. You can't come up with a play in the first half that the kid can complete 1 pass just to get something going. Look, he was in a bad position. It was probably mission impossible, but he had absolutely no answers and just didn't deal with the situation at all in a proper manner. So, yeah, part of the blame falls on Pat Shurmur. That was just a mess.
Yeah, I get it. You know, I thought you come out in Wildcat, which I thought was smart.
Yeah.
You get yourself first down, the first third down of the game, a third down and 3, third down and 4. You bring him in and throw the ball. off the bench.
Right.
That one was a little bit head scratching. Hey, James, thanks, man. We appreciate you, buddy.
You bet, guys. All right, James Merrillat from 1043thefan.com. Coming up, there's just so much reaction to what happened yesterday. A unique, really historic day in Broncos history. So we want to give you a chance to react to it. We'll get to that coming up next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.